You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got the wonderful Vanessa Krofsky. Morena, Vanessa, how are you?
Morena, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Very, very well, thank you. Hey, Vanessa, people might be familiar with you through your poetry or some of your visual art. But what are we talking to you about this morning? We're talking to you in your Pantograph Punch role. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Pantograph Punch is for people who might not know and what your job there is?
Yeah, totally. So the Pantograph Punch is an online arts journal, arts and cultural journal, based in Aotearoa. We often cover art from every genre and like writing about society in general. And my role there is I'm a staff writer and I'm also the communications manager, which is a very fancy way of saying that I handle all the socials.
Nice. social media queen. We love
social
it.
Social media.
And we are talking to you about social media because, like many other things, a lot of festivals and conversations and panel talks and stuff like that are moving online for the time being because, of course, we can't go and sit in a lovely room with people and hear cool people talk. So we're doing it from the comfort of our couches at the moment. And what is the awesome festival that's happening at Pantograph right now?
So I helped curate an online festival at Pantograph Punch over on our Instagram stories on our live stream. I think, as you were saying, there's a lot of artists at the moment whose work has just had to be postponed or cancelled, so they're out of work. And a lot of events as well that people would normally go to that just haven't been able to happen in a physical capacity, which is quite sad. I wanted to create something that obviously not everyone has the capacity to engage in, that some people's concentration levels just aren't there. But for many people, I think it's important to establish a sense of normalcy and a sense of that these discussions are important and that they will be continuing in whatever way we can. I programmed artists to kind of have live chats with other people every week and a poetry reading every week as well with some bonus content. And that's basically to be able to continue supporting and platforming our artists. And some people just don't have the brain space right now to read an essay. So if you can't read an essay, like maybe they can tune into like a real gentle chat.
I really enjoyed tuning in last night to Faith Wilson and Ataria Sharman's conversation about books. which was really nice. They were talking about books that had been important to them as kids and kind of how that had influenced a bit of what they do now as makers and writers, which I thought was really awesome. But you've had some really diverse kinds of people on there. Tay Tibble's been doing live reading. Yeah. You've had Chris Parker and Eli Matheson talking about hobbies, as many people will be following Chris Parker's felting journey on his Instagram stories. Which is hilarious and chaotic all in one. But you've got film clubs, you've got all sorts of things. How did you sort of kind of go about approaching people? Who did you contact for this, Vanessa?
A lot of it sounds nepotistic, but it absolutely is just people that the Pantograph Punch routinely champion, as well as, you know, friends and artists that are amazing and deserve every platform possible. So there was kind of that in mind about who kind of associates with the Pantograph Punch and who we really want to champion, such as like Dominic Howey and Freya Sadgrove, alongside the artists you mentioned, as well as the sort of conversations that we'd be having on our site anyway, which are very diverse and very multi-platform, multi-genre. So that sort of influenced a lot of the programming, as well as just like who has a good relationship with other people and who is really interesting to hear about, and has information that I myself might not have access to.
Yeah, totally. I think that's what's really lovely about it is it's a really gentle, as you were saying, a gentle way of engaging in some interesting conversations that kind of just feels like having a nice chat with some friendly people too. I had the conversation between Faith and Ataria last night, like propped up on my bench while I was cooking my dinner. And it's quite a nice way to just sort of hear some really interesting thoughts and conversations in a really chilled out sort of environment as well. What have been some of your highlights is something I was going to ask you, Vanessa.
Yeah, I think as you were saying, it's really awesome because you can, it's also the kind of thing that you can tune in and out as you will. You're not actually stuck in venue for an hour. So if you want to do another activity, I've absolutely been doing the same.
Oh.
Some of my highlights, yeah. I think Chris Parker and Eli Mathewson's was really funny. They, I basically approached them to be like, do you guys want to do a hobby after seeing Chris Parker's felting mania? And they chose the hobby, which was that they were going to create portraits of the other person. And it really did just feel like a conversation between friends.
Yeah.
One with very hilarious renditions of each other. That I was absolutely listening to while I was cooking lunch and all of that.
It is a really nice, friendly way of having some really cool conversations. If people want to go and follow this and get on board with what's happening over at the Pantograph, where can they go, Vanessa?
So they can go on the Pantograph Punch's Instagram, which is at Pantograph Punch. And then you basically, there's conversations every Monday and every Wednesday, and occasionally there's like a Saturday bonus. They can just follow us on Instagram and tune in. There'll be notices and updates about what events are coming up. We're awesome. Running currently until the end of April. Yeah.
Who's coming up next week?
Coming up next is on Saturday, we've got Rose Matafio and Alice Nedden of Boners of the Heart and just general fame. And they'll be repeating what Chris and Eli have done by choosing a hobby.
Cool. And just hanging
next
out.
Next week, we've got the writer and jazz musician. Hey, and just hanging out, which is kind of, you know, what's amazing about their podcast in general.
Yeah.
Next week, we've got writer, tangapōro artist, jazz musician, Ruby Solly on Monday, who will be reading some of their poems. And then on Wednesday, we've got writer and poet Chris Tees and writer and poet Tay Tibble talking about fashion and doing a little showcase about the role of aesthetic in their work.
Awesome.
And some of their poetry fits.
That sounds fantastic. Looking forward to all of those. Hey, Vanessa, thank you for chatting to us. It's a really cool thing that the Pantograph Punch is doing. So cheers for that. And we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Thanks.
See ya. You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.